Stand by for action.
Gamer's Haven Special Edition.
CantCon 2009. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon.
Right.
See, personally, I thought the registration was awful. I mean, the lines were terrible.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, what...
You paused it.
It was too expensive.
Two months away from
it. It was too expensive, and they don't even get it started.
I had no trouble getting in, okay?
Yeah. You wore your badge at all times. You got in just fine. I say this, Rob's not wearing his badge. You are.
Well, it's not even going to be started on the complaints department.
Since I got number two, I had no trouble getting in for registration.
No, exactly. You get earned early enough, and there's no
problem. Oh, sure, because you don't have a job. You don't have anything to do, but...
Stop lying.
Click on something.
Yeah, because I don't work in front of a computer all day like some people do.
Are the numbers on here actually the order that we registered in?
Yep.
I didn't know I registered so early.
Yes, you did.
So did you manage number one spot?
Of course. I figured. Someone had to test the registration system. It might well have been me.
The lines weren't bad. Prices were okay. Games were great.
The USB sucked.
Yeah, the dealer's always kind of lame.
It's so damn empty. Nothing there.
Oh, well.
Maybe next year.
Well, let's see. On CantCon Friday, we did board games and card games.
Yes.
And
we need more of that.
We need more of that, yes.
I think so, yes.
I think next time what might happen is, you know, switch minis with the board games. We're going to have a full day of board games. I think not being as ambitious with miniature stuff, giving some more time to things would be great for that.
I think the best way to put it would be is if we had more space to devote to miniature games, it would have gone a little bit smoother. But the thing is we were quite limited on space, making it a little bit more difficult.
Well, we threw this thing together sort of short notice.
Yeah.
But what did people play on Friday?
I played Juggernaut.
Juggernaut. That was the first. Time we had a chance to play that since Gen Con. Really?
No. I've played it a lot with my wife.
Quite a bit at our
and time. I've lost to my wife every time.
Okay. Who all played that? It was you.
It was me, Chris, Nick, and
James.
James.
Who won the game anyway?
Chris.
Chris.
I needed to go to the grocery store, so I ceded to him.
Oh,
because I had three ships and he had one.
Great.
So it would have been a war of attrition. I didn't have any cards I could use, but eventually I would have gotten something to hurt him with. It's just as I need to go to the grocery store. I promised I'd go get soda pop, and I reneged on it. So I was like, all right, I gotta go. So
Jeremy is parts unknown right now. I think
he was running cleanup stuff.
Oh, he's running cleanup stuff. Who all is here? We've got Melissa, who is Scott's wife. Scott, who is wandering around over that way.
Melissa's husband.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's been a long weekend.
We have Rob.
Boy, howdy.
Rob, yes, Rob is here.
Who is no one's wife.
Who is nobody's wife.
That we're aware of, anyway.
My brother Eric is here, sadly.
Eunice's wife.
Nathan's here with Becca, of course. Robin's here.
Jeremy's here.
Jeremy is here somewhere. And then we've got Michael and Bethany, of course. Oh.
A lot of people have already left.
Yes, a lot of people have already left. It has been a long weekend for a lot of people.
Let's see.
But what else did we play on Friday?
On Friday, we played the Great Brain Robbery.
Which was really cool.
Yeah, how did that go?
Well, I think the Great Brain Robbery is actually still being played.
I was going to say, it was very, very long, and I think...
Considering it was supposed to be a short-run game.
Yeah. Is that circular
Yes.
Turned into NASCAR instead of
making a left turn.
It sounded like you guys are having fun.
Yes.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun.
I know Monsters Menace America, Monsters Ravage America was played.
Axis and Allies was played. Bang was played.
Yeah, Bang was played a few times. A
couple of rounds of Bang.
Yeah. I died like in 4 seconds.
Oh.
Short enough to jump in as Jeremy was explaining the rules of totally renamed Spy Game to Nick and Michelle.
Where the hell was I?
I think you'd already left.
I didn't leave until midnight on for Friday night. Oh, was this last night?
No, this was Friday night.
Friday night. You may not have been here yet? I don't know. Or maybe you were out.
This was real late, so.
I know there was a never-ending game of Flux when I showed up.
Yeah, there was a never-ending game of Zombie Flux.
I stayed until 12 o'clock, so it must have been after that you guys played that.
And over here we also played Red Dragon's Inn, which was a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, that was funny to watch.
I missed out on that one. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to play that.
Well, I missed out on lots of games, so.
Yeah.
But they have board games.
Yes.
But Ethan is the only one that has the distinct title of being able to say that he supervised a game with three hot chicks.
That's true. Yes.
I've got it on film too.
And I want to know what you guys liked about Friday, what you didn't like about Friday. What would you like to see change, etc., etc.?
I liked the amount of variety we had to the board games. What I disliked was just there wasn't enough time.
Yeah.
And there wasn't enough space. I mean, you could fit like two games at a table for the most part, but some of the games took up a lot of space. Like the Great Brain Robbery took up the whole living room.
Yeah.
And you know, some of the games were great, but a lot of the problems that I encountered was that a lot of the games that I wanted to play required more people than were available.
Right.
And if we would have set up Arkham Horror, it would have taken this table
and the table
taken
downstairs.
All night.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, so, we wouldn't have fit on this table. We would have to play it downstairs.
Yeah.
Something again, I would like to change is if you could talk to my boss so I could get off a little earlier.
Okay. I can see what I can do about that. How is he with strong arm tactics? Does he have bad
British,
knees?
So, you know, okay. You can kind of figure that out on your own.
He's what? Irish?
He's British.
He's British?
Call him Australian. That really pisses him off.
Okay, or I could tell him that that you can't work. We're beating up some Frenchmen.
Okay.
And I'm sure he'd be happy. He'd be, paid vacation.
Tell him we're beating Australians.
Oh, hey, even better.
Australian,
French. Australians. About French Australians.
There you go.
Okay.
That will work.
I don't know, if you mentioned French Australians, his hatred might blind him so much that he'd want to join in.
That's true. And he'd be more than welcome.
Then we just actually have to find French Australians.
Crap, you know any French Australians?
So either stick with the French or stick with the Australians, one or the other. I mean, it's got to be a group that he hates, but not enough to go off and do his, you know, on his own.
Right. Okay. So what I'm hearing so far is more time for board games.
Yeah. Agreed.
And obviously, more space if we can swing it.
Yeah, more space would allow for more people.
Realistically, I thought things went very well.
Everything went very, very smoothly. I mean,
I think overall, yeah.
Compared to some of the fiascos I've been through at Gen Con, this is like the smoothest running convention I've ever been to. It's like, I'm here an hour early for my game, get my food, come back, got 10 minutes, all the rest of the players are getting there. 2 hours later, we're still waiting for the GM, and he was supposed to have been there in like 10 minutes, after everybody else got there.
There's a bit of a difference when you go from, 25 people to 30,000, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some of the things that, for example, if we had 30,000 people, I'm not sure Ethan could have really handled the registration system on his own.
Yeah, probably not. I probably couldn't have thrown together that free web form. Yeah,
it might have. It would have exploded.
Yes, our server would have probably blown up.
It would have fell to its knees.
I would have had a phone call from the Fistful of Comics guys going, "What the fuck are you doing?"
The server is on fire.
Yes. The server people just called and they said, "It's like Mad Max movie down there."
I see film then run around. That stuff's on fire.
A guy with a mask on.
I called down to our server room and then they answered the phone, Thunderdome.
Bad.
Okay, and well, on Saturday we did RPGs.
Yes. Yes.
And I thought the RPGs ran relatively smoothly.
RPGs ran well.
I liked having the hour between the games.
The only problem I encountered was is that, being the idiot I am, I left my notes on another computer.
Oh, yeah.
I heard from some people in my game that they had wished that our meal structure was more, well, our meal times were more structured so that they would know when we're having something here and when we need to get our food. Like, because we had planned the cookout thing, and I knew that it was going on Saturday, so I told some of the, you know, my relatives, this is, you know, what we're doing on Saturday, and then we didn't know when it was happening.
So we'll need a food, food czar next year.
Food agenda.
Yeah.
A food
that
czar.
That's all I really heard from the people that I was playing with.
Okay.
Really, other than that, I think everything worked out very well. I liked having the hour break between games because
let us eat or set up the next game, etc.
From my players about the games was that they wished that they actually had more time to play them, that the game slots were longer. But you know, considering the 4-hour slot is what is traditional,
it's the usual time.
Yeah.
And
yes,
that, and if you extend it, you're going to be looking at a huge. Just three games extended an extra hour each.
That's 15 hours out of a 24-hour day. That's really hard to do.
And that's only
And then add at least 2 hours for breaks in between there.
Yeah,
that's 17 hours out of 24.
Right. Now, granted, there are some spots in Gen Con that go 24 hours, but I never partake of
that. That's true. I never did find the 24-hour gaming area.
Next time we can have like.
Dude, I pointed you to it. It's in the garage.
So next time,
the garage is locked.
You could suggest contests or something, and then, you know, alternate.
Dude, the spiders were not doing 24-hour gaming, no matter what you said.
you obviously didn't find the right spiders.
Well, they were role playing or something. Kind of, he was looking for.
They were playing vampire.
LARP.
It was vampire.
They were LARP.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's why they were out in the garage behind a locked door.
That explains it.
But
very, very sad of themselves.
Today, with the miniature events, I think the 2-hour time slots could have stood to be 2.5-hour, 3-hour time slots.
2.5-hour, even more, yeah.
Actually, I think that in general, the ones that I played in really needed to be 4.
Yeah.
There was.
BattleTech needed to be a lot longer.
Yes.
Warhammer 40K was fine.
Yeah. One thing that I really underestimated, just personally, was how much startup time there is, especially when. You either have people who either haven't played the game, whatever it is,
or haven't played it in a long time.
Or haven't played it in a really long time.
Or, as in the case with the Warhammer 40K, haven't played it enough with the new rules to not have to keep referencing the stupid manual and finding out that they put what in this game? Oh, how fucking retarded are they?
Yeah.
That was a common statement that was coming out of my mouth and Chris's mouth while we were playing 40K.
Really, my biggest issue with was, again, the time, because jumping into a game you aren't familiar with, every turn's going to take longer because you have to stop and look to say, okay, what can I do? What do I have the capability of doing? What do I want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Figuring out what is even possible.
So basically the amount of time that you used to make a turn for the games today was basically quadrupled.
Yeah,
because you used 4 different things you had to do.
At least doubled.
Yeah.
Whereas if, for instance, with HeroClix, once we got going, after a couple of rounds, I was like, okay, hey, I understand this is what's going on. But those first 2 rounds took, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, and that was also, we needed to, I think on that one, we needed to just start earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Because we spent a lot of time sitting and trying to kind of grok the rules before actually
another part of the problem with that was that Warhammer did run over, so you guys were late in starting, too. Warhammer needs its own table out in the garage.
And it might have been nice to have a small break between
Did you guys
sessions.
Yeah. Did you guys have any problems with the swag stuff?
No, the swag was incredible.
Awesome. Swag was awesome.
A big shout out and thank you to all the companies that gave us stuff, because that was incredible. Everybody left with something
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Something really cool.
The only complaint I had was trying to sneak around behind your back to get the damn flap signed. You know, that's kind of hard. Because you were involved in everything.
Because I was everywhere. I had the Control Freak shirt made for Friday for a reason.
But other than that
Nathan.
Yeah. Next time. I felt more that this was my harebrained scheme. So
if anybody's going to burn for it, it was going to be you.
Yeah. Next time I'll delegate more.
Yeah.
Next time I'll have a committee.
It's funny that you say that.
We'll see.
Yes, it is funny. I was like, you can do this, but you have to keep me informed every day.
And you have to ask me before you do anything.
Yes.
I was going to say, I volunteered on a couple of my days off. Hey, you want to get together and need to make some stuff up? But, you know.
No, you probably shouldn't touch that.
I was like, I don't like you, Scott.
I know. I figured that out, you know.
That's good. That's good. You know, Chris took Chris a heck of a lot longer to figure it out, so. And he's not going to listen to this, so this is going to be entirely lost on me.
Really, the only other complaints I had are not at all related to the con.
Like, you hate me, et cetera.
Well, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We hate the neighbors. How about that?
Yeah. The neighbors who thought...
Oh, you guys were making drugs!
You guys told about the neighbor comments?
No.
Fucking God.
Nathan and Jay were walking in.
We're walking in. Becca was already inside, and Susan and Rachel were ahead of us. And this lady is like, comes to her window in that duplex and goes, "What are you doing? Are you, how long are you guys going to be parked there?" It's like, we're going to a convention. Oh. Well, how long are you guys going to be parked there today? You guys were there forever yesterday. Well, ends at 6 o'clock tonight, so probably till then. A convention. I thought you guys were making drugs. I'm like carrying like 8 pounds in Warhammer miniatures, full plastic. Like,
we sort of look, at this point, we look around the table and we see a lot of, you know, your typical gamers.
Yeah, I just looked down.
Yeah, we look like hoodlums, don't we?
Well, the pregnant lady coming in.
Yeah. She wasn't pregnant. She's a drug mule.
Yes.
But I looked down at the plastic.
She just has a lot of drugs in there.
Yeah. No shit.
Oh boy.
And we just wear fat suits.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm working on mine too. No, I just looked down at the miniatures and I said, the only thing that we have to
wear fat suits, wouldn't the older fat suits have worked better than the 30 pounds leaner fat suits?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Details.
We're not here to argue semantics.
They were running a special.
Yeah.
When they said 12% off.
You didn't realize I meant...
Da-dum-dum.
Yeah, but
I'm here all week.
That was awful.
That's right, you can stay here all
week. Try the monkey.
Try the monkey. Pick the veal.
What?
Wait a minute.
Okay, and I would like to do this again next year, definitely.
I agree.
I'd like to be able to. I think it would be great if we could get more space and have more people. However, mm-hmm. more people, especially people we don't know, I'm thinking might dampen the quality of the convention.
Well, looking at more space, we'd also be talking about spending a lot more, spending some money on this.
So yeah. get an actual.
Well, there was so we'd actually have to start maybe getting money from people and charging the extra money.
Yeah.
And well, there was, I think,
unless you know one of us wins the Powerball lottery, then they just do it for free. So it's only at $231 million. I mean, if you take it all in one lump sum, that's what, 105, roughly.
I would think with the same amount of people in the same place, things would run a little smoother.
Next year, I think.
Because some of us who didn't know how to play some of the games, mm-hmm. you know, it'll be a lot easier next year.
And I think next year I will make. I will not run Shadowrun. I mean, it was interesting. People had a good time playing it.
Or if you do, you'll run it under Savage Worlds.
Yeah, we're all running for 7 worlds.
I thought it was
everybody had a good time.
It's just making characters for it is like filling out a tax audit.
Yeah.
Throwing those characters away.
Exactly. No, that's why you just use the template.
If I fucking make characters for Shadowrun again, it's like, be the goddamn template character.
Open the PDF, print that page. Yeah. I don't care.
Pretty much.
That's who you are.
That's
the same character. Shut up. That's who you are.
I don't give a shit what you think. It's who you're playing.
Yes.
This is ridiculous. It did. It took weeks to make those characters. Because I didn't have a lot of time.
Yeah, Eric and I discovered interesting things about the 4th Ed character builder, quick character.
You gotta be careful with that. You really gotta check that.
It really likes Capes of the Month Monk.
And
almost everyone had one. Everyone would have had one if I didn't go in and change it.
What's Capes of the Month Monk?
It lets you lets you teleport
once you've been attacked.
Once you've been attacked.
Yes, and at the start we had like. Initially, we had like, what, 3 people that had one before you...
Before I caught on, I was like, oh, well, I better change that.
It also had some other issues with, it would give feats that were legal but not necessarily appropriate. Like, the wizard had a dual weapon fighting feat. In fact, 2 of them.
Improved dual weapon fighting.
While the wizard...
Well, this spare time.
Yeah.
It's like the cowboy style when you have one in each hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think somebody else, I think it was the sorcerer, ended up with a focus in, or I don't know,
some pure caster ended up with a dual weapon fighting feat and another dual weapon feat. Some other caster ended up specializing in two different implements, but only had one of those implements.
So it's a bug they need to work out on that.
Yes. Okay, so if I were to try the system again next year, I'm using the templates.
Yeah. So anyway, if you use the D&D character generator to do random characters, just check them for sanity first. Don't do what I did, which is wait until midnight the night before.
And then go, oh, crap.
Wait until 8 hours before you're supposed to run the event to look everything over and make sure it's okay.
Oh, crap.
See, the funny thing was, is Call of Cthulhu, we did five characters in, what, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
It was like, I'm done. Call of Cthulhu characters are done.
That would be because the original first edition of Call of Cthulhu didn't actually have rules for healing.
Oh, it does now. You make the healing check, and you do a d6 plus two hit points back.
Yeah, but the original edition didn't.
Yeah.
And when the
characters
when somebody
got
pointed that out, they said, oh.
Oh.
Well, I guess we could put something in there.
Oops.
They never had rules for healing because it never came up during playtesting.
Because usually by the time someone got hit by something, they died.
All right.
That's why it didn't take very long.
Yeah.
You had to make three characters.
Yeah, you made six characters for every session because you ran through them like popcorn. It's like, it's like the guy who played the bard in the Gamers Darkness Rising movie.
Uh-huh.
Just had, shit!
Thunk. Mountain of bards,
We had the pile of bards!
We had several companies support CantCon, including Goodman Games.
Wizards
of the Coast was phenomenal.
All the support companies were phenomenal.
We got support from Days of Wonder. We got support from Green Ronin Publishing.
We got a product from Playroom Entertainment. It was one of ours, but it's still a form of support.
Lone Wolf Development sent us copies of Hero Lab,
which was awesome.
Uh-huh. We had support, really sort of support also a little bit from RPG Now, sent us some stuff. Which helped out a bit as far as, you know, your ninja to go and your starfight and
honestly,
kitchen combat.
So. It doesn't matter the amount that they helped out, honestly, in my opinion.
I was happy that they did. That was awesome of them, honestly.
Yeah.
I was blown away that Wizards of the Coast even responded to my email.
Yeah. They sent us some
stuff. So if you happen to be listening, folks, at Wizards of the Coast,
thank you.
Yes. You rock.
Thank you to all of our sponsors.
Yes, thank you to all of our sponsors.
This too. Thank you to all of the sponsors.
Yes.
You're all awesome.
No, I think a golf clap is in order.
Golf clap.
Well,
thank you, Arsenio. Now, through the course of the weekend, we, of course, took down ballots for best role player over the course of the Saturday. And I have tallied the votes in the...
I'm hoping the cat wins at least once.
The cat gets its own award. We get to leave its house.
Most
my cat gets very happy at that.
Azor, the devourer of minis. Yes.
Azor, the devourer of worlds and minis.
Like, yes. It turns out that Galactus and... what the hell was the dude's name?
Don't eat all my teeth.
The anti-monitor.
The Galactus and the anti-monitor are no match for the mighty Azor.
Azor got out there and probably started chewing on him.
No, he managed to jump up and start walking down the alleyway.
Once on the alleyway, once over here.
He's like, I must find out what's going on this table.
Like, I will destroy all the worlds. Anyway.
Knock the minis off the table and the dog eats them.
I have tallied up the votes, and the best role player winner for Shadowrun, who gets one of these nifty trophies, was Becca. There's your awesome trophy.
What did you role play?
She played a
tell us
samurai.
About what you played.
Yes, I played a street samurai. Let's see. I was playing with my sister, Nathan's sister, and
Bethany was supposed to be there, but Bethany
right, so
was waylaid. They got stuck someplace and couldn't get out.
None of us had ever played Shadowrun.
So I had to spend an hour explaining the rules to everybody.
Right, and the other two had never really role-played before.
At all, so.
So I did do a lot of guiding, I think, for the other two.
And also, it should be mentioned that she had gratuitous use of grenades.
Oh, yeah. Grenades are awesome.
Well, I think that goes without saying with most games, grenades are pretty nice.
Yeah, grenades against a mage, even with armor on.
Dispel this.
Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly what, after he got smashed by an earth elemental before he dismissed it, and then she goes, okay, you dismissed the earth elemental. Tink, tink.
Grenade.
Yeah, and then she got like 8 successes, so it increased the damage. Because he didn't have any dodge left, so he got hit with a damage rating of 17 grenades.
So
yeah, soak this. Pieces of mage were everywhere.
I think Jeremy has now joined us. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey,
hello.
Jeremy.
What were your... real quick, we'll interrupt the award giving. What was your... what are your thoughts on CanCon?
Yeah, it was fine.
What you like? What you didn't like? Do you have any suggestions for it?
Don't rain next time so we can barbecue.
That'd be nice.
It turns out the giant monkeys are nearly as tough as you think they are.
No.
They are in fact no match for Scar.
We'd like to aim and sort of see if we can get more space next year and more time for board games, more time in general. So.
As such, we need you to start on the additions to the house as soon as possible.
Yes.
All right. I'll write checks for $50,000 to $100,000. Just leave them on the table.
Do you take post-dated addition checks?
Like 20 years from now?
I don't think the construction workers will. if they will, then...
Do you take out-of-state bi-party bad checks?
Again, if the gentleman with the big hammers will take it...
You don't care.
I don't really care. So,
yes, I do want to take a moment. I want to really want to thank you and Robin for letting us invade your house over 3 days.
Yes,
because
it
never worked at our house.
And
or our house.
Yes, or our house. And letting us come in here and trash the place and make general fools of ourselves, and interrupt your routine and your sleep at genuine intervals. So thank you very much for letting us use your house.
Yes, thank you.
On with the lovely awards.
Bring guns for the neighbors next
year.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Let's hope, next year, the church should say something about not being a drug dealer.
Ah, yes. Well, one of the other games that was run was, of course, Star Wars West End Games Edition that Jeremy ran. And the winner for best role player in that one was me. That's all it takes. You would.
Wait a minute, who counted the votes?
What does it mean?
Uh-huh. And how many role-playing games did you play in?
One.
And happened to win best role player in the one game that you played.
Imagine that.
Wow, what a shock.
Snip check.
Snip check.
You're more than welcome to check the ballots yourself.
Uh-huh.
They're in the trash.
You gotta tell me to take them with the complaints you made, don't you?
That too.
Hey, I've already dealt with those guys. They're assholes.
I know. I appointed them. Robin, you give me the complaints committee next year. How's that?
Oh, goody.
Yeah.
You can handle them in any way, shape, or form you see fit.
She's going to complain about the complaints department right now.
We'll give you the complaints department forms that my dad had. Just a hand grenade with a number attached to it. Take a number.
I was a Wookiee with an unpronounceable first name, and it was very amusing communicating with people that didn't have...
The ability to speak Shri Rule.
Didn't have the ability to understand what I was saying. Until I got a translator, and then I talked like Stephen Hawking for the rest of the game.
A stolen translator.
I was just a stolen translator from a dead Rhodian.
that we were paying to do
a
job for.
They were paying to do a job for us, and then... on top of that, I got to hijack an AT-ST, which sort of made the whole thing better.
Really, who doesn't want to hijack an AT-ST?
And I managed to shoot several stormtroopers with it too, which is nice.
Awesome.
Now, Dungeons and Dragons 4th Edition, Eric ran from Dusk Till Dawn.
Yes.
Told us from Dusk Till Dawn.
Which sounded awesome from what I could hear.
Full of vampire goodness.
Yes.
And we'll just, because Eunice isn't here, we'll call you a carpetbagger right now.
Speaking
did in fact include a talking squirrel, for those of you who want to listen.
Speaking of Eunice is the winner of the best role.
Yay!
She is amazing. Gurth's not here to accept the award, Eric will do it for her.
Yes, I will take this prestigious award to the nearest pawn shop. I mean, directly to Eunice.
Do you have any words to say?
Carpetbagger.
Comments from the peanut gallery shall be duly deleted.
I'd like to say on behalf of Eunice that Eric is the best GM that she's ever played with.
That she's ever married.
Yes.
Alright. I managed to run a feng shui game finally.
Which was totally awesome.
I love feng shui so much. Best role player was feng shui, Tomb of the Doom Prince, and I had to really truncate it, sadly, so... Oh well, next time.
Yeah,
The winner of the best role player award for feng shui went to Michael. Yay!
Why? Thank you. That's it, really.
That's all you have to say.
Okay, fine, if you insist. I played a maverick cop, which was a totally new experience. I was hoping for kind of the martial artist approach, but. The character that was the martial artist didn't really speak to me, so I took the Maverick Cop, and that was very entertaining.
He's played by Pam Grier.
Yes.
So you played Pam Grier playing a Maverick Cop.
Exactly. Yes.
All right.
Apparently it worked. I got an award for it.
And you'd like to thank the Academy.
Yes, yes. Yes. The Academy.
You really love me.
That was a lot of fun.
Although I have to say...
Really me up for the weekend.
Exactly. But really, it's... The players and the GM and the game make the game what it is. It really is. I mean, good adventure, good people to work with, and really you get into it and you forget that you're playing. You just have such fun.
I'll pay you later. All right. The Jeremy managed to run Savage Worlds, the Escape from Skull Island.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to listening.
Paris.
Incidentally, all of these games are available to listen on our actual play audio feed. So for anyone who wants to go to our website, canadianfiddlers.com, you can find them there. Or just email 1000monkeysproductions@gmail.com and I'll tell you where to find them. Anyway, Savage Worlds, the Escape from Skull Island, the best role player in this one, when I was counting up the ballots, it was a unanimous, except for that person's own vote, who didn't vote for himself, it was a unanimous win for Nick.
Yay!
Nick is the first not here. So Jeremy, if you could get this to Nick.
Snapchat. I think what really clinched it for Nick was the picture. And for anybody who is curious about that, you'll have to listen to the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, we were listening to you with the uproarous laughter from downstairs the entire evening.
Yes. My name on the map.
There was one point where I believe we got Jeremy to laugh so hard that he almost passed out.
That is always fun. That's always a sign that you're doing something right. All right. And also, much to a lot of people's...
dismay.
Dismay, I was going to say, a lot of people's happiness. Nathan ran a Call of Cthulhu game.
No, the dismay was from the fact that it was restricted to 5 people.
Yes, that was...
And it filled up. It was the first game to fill up, I think. It was the only game to fill up, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
The Call of Cthulhu game... best role player award went to Ben.
Yes.
He was also not here to receive his
Ben
award.
Ben played an artist in the game. I can actually give you a description. Played an artist in the game who was not very outgoing and was the unfortunate one to get the horrible nightmare visions of the Elder Gods coming and trying to explain to everybody that a giant jellyfish had attacked him. Everyone thought he was mad before he actually did go crazy and gained the phobia of jellyfish, which was very interesting considering at that time the giant elder creature was actually attacking them and it looked like a giant jellyfish with like 500 eyes.
I think I developed a phobia of a giant jellyfish.
So he was trying to jump off the back of the moving train
probably
while attached,
make me a happy person.
While attached by a rope to all the other players.
Oh.
Hereby almost killing half the players.
We almost died several times.
Yeah.
Nice.
But they never did actually figure out, and sadly it was supposed to be a murder mystery with the monster there, but they never actually did figure out who the person was that murdered the professor, which I thought was very funny because...
It was me. I did.
Well, yeah, it was you.
It was Colonel Mustard.
The billiard room.
Yeah,
actually, it was Rachel's.
He was the candlestick carrier.
Yeah. The professor was actually kill Dr. Lucky. So nobody witnessed it.
All right. Chris ran an AD&D game of In for a Penny, In for a Pound RPGA event, and nobody really is here that played heavily in that. I think you played in it.
I played in it.
The winner of the Best Roleplay Award in that one was James, who is not here to accept the award either. But I hear that game went rather well, so.
The game went rather well. It went better after Melissa discovered that she could actually communicate with us and didn't have to mime everything.
My sheet that was given said that I could not communicate in certain languages, and it included canine.
Oh, okay.
So, but I was the investigator, so I was doing the sounds like pointing to, and everybody's like, "You're crazy." I just pointed out that sentence should have been
can speak
separated. So, I actually kind of
spoke. We also ran a game.
So it turns out you really were crazy.
I was crazy.
Even better.
Whatever works. But it got better.
I managed to run a game of Mutants and Masterminds, Terror of the Golem, at CanCon. And the Best Roleplay Award in that one went to Becca.
Hey! Better than Decent. She's good.
Who were you?
Come on. I played Captain Decency, who really did not like what was going on between your two characters. But that's okay, because the Nazis were worse than you. So. Yes, the Nazis would not stop swearing. That would just bother me.
Well, they were not decent. They're Nazis.
Exactly.
That's why they had to be subdued.
Exactly.
The big foam smell. Yes, there was pink snow.
You'll have to listen to that to know what the pink foam snow's about.
Decency had nothing to do with the pink snow.
No, he was gleefully not part of that equation.
Yes.
All right, last role playing game that I've got award for was 7th Sea, which Rob ran, Disentanglement. And the winner of the Best Role Playing Award in that one was another unanimous one, and goes to Jeremy.
Yay! I voted for Nick.
Yes, you were the only. Everyone else voted for you.
Yeah,
I'll give it to Nick.
Your son is.
What'd you play? Come on.
I was a doctor who happened to have magic, and I wasn't a very good doctor.
Yes, indeed.
But I tried.
Did Jack Ripper have nothing on you?
No.
Let's just say that after a particular procedure, we ended up with several extra parts.
It's after surgery, you're not supposed to have parts left over.
He wasn't doing it on purpose.
That bad.
Well, he says he wasn't doing it on purpose.
He was selling medicine to random people for $10 on purpose.
Yes. Or goats.
Or barter, it didn't matter.
Goats. Barter, yes.
As long as it was a $10 goat.
Didn't care.
And wow. Finally, we had Scott hosted a miniatures paint and take today, in fact, and everybody voted on the minis that were painted. And the third place prize, the third place lovely trophy that looks like the other trophies with a label on it, goes to Becca.
Yay!
I don't have enough hands for my trophy.
Yes, I know.
Man, she's just cleaning the house.
It's a sweep. Second place goes
Sitting
to...
Sitting front of Ryan, she didn't get the director's award, though.
Second place went to Rob.
Yay! Yay!
It's my first one.
You must be very proud of yourself.
I am.
For the fop, it was really good.
Let's hear it for the last award given out. The first place winner goes to Melissa.
Yay!
Thank you very much.
That's it?
Congratulations.
Just a thank you.
They got after me for that.
Wow.
Okay. Well, it was the first award I ever painted, if that counts for anything.
It's a dwarf. It's got lots of fur on the back.
It was.
Yeah. Really,
that's going, a detail.
Going pink for the dwarf was very bold. That's why I voted.
Yes. There was stuff on the table, and I said, throw me something with wings. So since I'd have a hat with wings, that's what I got.
There you go. Dwarf with hat with wings.
So it was awesome.
So you asked for something with wings and got a dwarf.
I did.
Were the other people at the table confused? Perhaps they were making drugs.
No, no, they were calling up and waiting.
Right.
Sniffing the paint. Okay.
you're huffing that the clear gloss coat.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's good stuff.
So you're saying perhaps the ventilation in the basement needs a little something.
Again, Jeremy will take those checks. Well, I think that is a end to the festivities of CantCon 2009, of CantCon 1. I thank you all for coming.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ethan.
Yes. Thank you, Robin. Thank you, Jeremy.
Yes. Thank you, Robin and Jeremy.
And, well, I hope to see you guys next year for it.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Hope to see you guys before next year.
Obviously. Yeah. Yes.
You especially, Rob.
Everyone go home and get some sleep.
Yes. Go home and collapse.
Ethan, did you use your camera and take pictures of
them? Not yet. I will. I will take pictures of the minis and put them up on the CantCon website. So.
And at this point, it would be appropriate for Rob and Jeremy to tell us all to get the hell out of their house.
Indeed.
So. Yes.
Get the hell out of my house. There you go.
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Palladium Books and White Wolf Publishing. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven podcast. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. You can email the show at thousandmonkeysproductions@gmail.com. Visit our website to find our episode archives, our actual play, our main feed, as well as promos, links, and a gallery. You'll also find our RPG Now Pick of the Week, our Amazon Pick of the Week, and you can even go through some of our snippet review episodes. We are also shameless, and if you wish to donate some money to the wonderful Gen Con Fund, or just give money to the show in general, there is also a donate button on our site via PayPal. So visit our website at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven is part of the Vorpal Network. The Gamers Haven podcast and Thousand Monkeys Productions and CantCon are copyright by Ethan Parker. Gamers Haven is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music for the show is provided by Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. Other music is used with permission under license. Just like Bruce Campbell.